You asked me if I was ever involved with Bowie. No, I never met David Bowie at all. Although I would like very much to actually bump into him. Don't know what I'd say to him actually, really. But he is somebody I've admired for most of his career, I suppose. Except for the very early days. Mark Boland was someone I used to see quite a lot because we shared the same management company for a time. And it was just before his untimely death that we did discuss seriously getting involved. As sort of co-workers on a project that we started to map out that was going to be it was well at least Granada Television were extremely excited about it. This was the time when he was recording his series of kids shows, and we sort of discovered that we had a lot in common in our influences, and so which surprised me, I must say, because his work is extremely different from mine, but his influences seem to be very much the same. He was at that time he was very much taken by Bertolt Brecht, who is now, as we know, one of the more fashionable figures that you can mention if you're going to name your credentials as far as influences go. But Bolan had actually read a considerable amount of Brecht's work, particularly his poetry, which is something we both admired very much. I don't know how many people who these days are going around talking about giving the old nod to Bertolt, as I heard someone say on the old grey whistle test the other night. I wonder how many of them actually read very much of Brecht's enormous output and taken it seriously into consideration. So that may well have resulted in an interesting bit of collaboration if we'd ever done it, and I think I'm sure we would have done. I mean, I was getting messages from our manager almost daily up until the point when Bolan crashed his car. Funnily enough, I had a minor, in comparison, a minor car crash a week before Bolan crashed his, which was a bit, at the time, seemed full of significance and dreadful sort of portentousness. I overturned an MG 1300, I think it was, one of those sort of things. It looks a bit like a Mini, in fact. I'd sort of overturned it in a Devon lane, narrowly missing a cattle truck, wrote the car off completely and escaped with only very minor cuts. And when I heard it, it was exactly 7 days after that that Bolan drove into a tree, or it was driven into a tree. Funny enough, I had a girl with me in the car who was, well, I wouldn't say it was funny. I mean, she was actually had a gashed head, was quite seriously injured, and shaken up and traumatically affected by it. It seemed to me strange that Bolan was being driven by a girl, and I was driving myself with a girl next to me, and I escaped without any injury, and she was badly injured. It all seemed to be the sort of thing that sparks off fatalistic thoughts. But who knows? I mean, as I said before, I mean, coincidence is something extremely subjective, and it is how you read an event that determines how much significance it holds. And car crashes happen every day.